Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy, happy hump day, everybody. Crab diving live. It is Wednesday, the fourth month of the year, the 29th day, April 29th, 2015. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, United States of America, here in hot, steamy Southern California. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Streaming at your ear holes live till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7 p.m. out in the Eastern type coast, wherever the hell else you are. I don't know. Maybe there's an app. Figure it out. But thanks for listening to us. Either way, you might be listening to us on crabdiving.com/live, or you might be listening to us as a rerun or on Stitcher or iTunes. But thanks either way. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Thank you for tuning in to today's show.
Thank you for tuning in, especially if you're here in Southern California. It's hot as fuck, they would say.
It's in Southern California, it's not optimally comfortable right now, freaks everybody out.
And there's no rain. I mean, there hasn't been rain for quite a while now, so I don't think that's really an issue that people are upset about. It's the fact that it's hot as fuck, and the breast implants and the lip implants are swelling from the heat.
Is that what happens to collagen?
I don't know.
My nipples are melting.
My anal implant is swelling up. What's I can't a, take a dump.
An anal implant?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what would that
I don't
be?
Know what they do for a living. It's got to look pretty.
Had my...
You can get it bleached, right?
Absolutely. Anywhere.
You can get your anal bleached, your anus, your anus bleached.
This feel like here in this neighborhood, there's a ton of plastic surgery clinics.
Oh,
is this where it happens?
That was when I first moved here. It was you know how in Chicago we have the Reader, which is that free newspaper that comes out that has all the ads in it and what you should do every weekend, and it's like the young hip newspaper you pick up at the coffee shop.
In Atlanta, that's called Creative Loafing.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Here in Los Angeles, it's LA Weekly.
Yes.
Kind of. And I remember picking up my first LA Weekly here at the coffee shop in my new neighborhood in California. And every other page was for vaginal rejuvenation.
Every other page.
I had to ask a friend.
Right.
Well, I'm exaggerating.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It really is. I see it too.
It's hyperbole.
Well, it's vaginal rejuvenation and how to make my cock bigger.com.
Right. And all forms of facelifts and titty jobs and all kinds of other shit like that.
Titty jobs.
Speaking of titty jobs, go to crabdiving.com. Latest episode of the Hollywood Hick out as a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, and a new promotional meme with Dolly Parton on it.
Oh, I love that meme.
For the Hollywood Hick, since he's a big fan. What would Dolly do? Remember, if you're going to start judging or start doing something untoward, what would Dolly do?
I would tell you what Dolly would do. Nothing that the GOP is doing.
Yeah, I don't think she seems like she tries to stay out of shit, but she's pro-gay. Which, how could she not be? I mean, her audience is kind of... Isn't she kind of a gay icon?
Yes.
She's in that diva kind of category.
Are there dance remixes made from her songs? Is there like a 9 to 5 techno? God, I love that song.
Damn you.
There's got to be.
I know, I'm gotta so
like, you know, 9 to 5 music for the tweakers, something like that. There's got to be like dance mixes of remixes of, you know, Dolly Parton,
no,
Jolene. It's got to be like a
Jolene is a great
Jolene,
song.
Jolene, Jolene, like
the yeah, I'm trying to find it here. Okay.
What is that? That sounds awesome.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to the magic of the internet.
No,
sweet. This is ridiculous.
What? Which one is this?
This is. It says Dolly Parton.
What? This is 9 to 5.
There you go. This is. You know these got to be 20 minutes long, man. That ecstasy hangs in there.
Good God.
I'm going to skip forward.
Right.
Good God. It's a minute later.
Skip ahead. Hey.
Well, there
good.
You go.
Awesome. So it exists.
Ax and you shall receive.
Now we know.
The Dolly Parton remix it turned into a really long promo for the Hollywood Hick, the hilarious Hollywood Hick on the Sevens Mother Trucker here streaming live for your ear holes at 7 p.m., 7 a.m. and brand new sparkling episodes on Tuesday and on
Liquid You.
The Friday of every week, 7 p.m. And then at midnight, it's like the previous week's episode or something. So if you missed two in a row, somehow, I don't know what you got going on that's so important that you don't have an hour for the Hick, but you can get him the if you want to listen to the stream, he's also on midnight. So
Right?
Yes. So I guess we could see here on Crab Diving. Give us a call if you like. We've got a Twitter machine
right
going, all greased up. We've woken the serfs and told them to go out and start into the giant hamster wheels to get all our stuff powered up.
Retweets and favorites abound on our stream in Twitter.
On our stream in Twitter. Thank you for tweeting, retweeting, and et cetera. Following us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. If you tweet us during the show, we may find it humorous and speak it out loud into the atmosphere for everyone to hear. especially if it's you know, something funny and something nasty. You know, you guys know the show.
Right.
So let's see. I guess we can. What else? I didn't give out the number. 323 for.
Sorry.
For our telephone type machine. What's the number, Ryan?
323-601-LIVS.
323-601. 5427. You can call us there 24/7. Actually, we don't pick that shit up.
For a second there, it felt like I was trying to give my number to the Chinese takeout place that we order from at the corner. They never let me get
seven,
the whole
777.
They always
seven.
Repeat. they repeat the numbers every three digits. Why don't you wait until I say the whole number and then repeat it? It makes me nuts.
Maybe they group their numbers in threes in wherever the people that run the Chinese restaurant are from.
Yeah.
I assume they're Chinese, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't listened to them talk. The gong, the studio gong.
My favorite thing to order there is their chicken fried rice, honestly.
Everything's good. It's really, really good there.
We should get them as a
corner
sponsor.
Ghetto. We'll give them a shout-out. Sea Dragon.
Right.
For a corner ghetto Chinese place.
Train my Sea Dragon.
Man, they're really good. And even
wonderful.
On the Yelp, people are being quite friendly to them on the Yelp.
My
like
God.
They should be. Because the food's fucking good and it's cheap.
You know, the place that used to be there, an Indian restaurant, they had a buffet. And I used to do a comedy show there. One time, somebody saw the show, had the buffet, and biked home from the show, and he said he shit himself.
Oh.
While he was writing. I don't know about that food. That food wasn't good there.
Did they have an A?
I don't know what they had. All I know is that guy, he shit himself.
Yeah. It's like a ringing endorsement.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to promote their restaurant, you know. I don't want to be known for that. Scheisen!
Speaking of Scheisen.
Oh, yes.
We can get to the headlines. I've already seen one. It's about our conservative friends on the Supreme Court.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Crab Diving News Studios, ladies and gentlemen, high atop the Crab Diving Tower here in Los Angeles. Right. We'll check the headlines. We like to be fair and balanced here.
We like the nightlife. We like the boogie in the disco round.
Yeah. And we also like the nightlife and like to boogie here. Fair and balanced, we go to the HuffPo.
Who sang that? I don't know. I can't remember. It's not ELOE. It's not Electric
Light
Orchestra.
Not Janet Gaynor? It a dude or a lady type?
I can't tell. Asexual.
Now I got to go look up this go around.
Oh, damn it.
We check out what's on the Commie Pinko.
Liberal.
If feet. Huffington Post. We like to give fair and balanced time.
Right.
So we will... For your drooling grandfather in the corner,
yes,
wearing the Stars and Bars shirt, watching Fox.
Fuck you.
We'll give you a little insight into what's going on over on the Drudge Report. And
eat a dick, dummy.
That they love.
You fucking hippie.
Even though there, I mean, really, if you want to go even bat shittier, we can go down a couple of levels. We'll open the cellar door, put on a miner's cap, and climb down into like Breitbart. WND and InfoWars.
Right.
That's really fun.
InfoWars is my favorite.
How crazy is it that fucking Drudge Report is like mainstreamy in anybody's mind?
I have gone there for years for the entertainment value,
which
is not good. I guess that's actually helping the other side. It's giving them clicks so they can sell ads and continue to, you know, puke their message out to the masses.
Unless you put an
ad. It's our fault.
Put an ad blocker.
Right.
So the headline over at the HuffPo says, unmerciful, conservatives skeptical in death penalty case. You know, yesterday they heard the SCOTUS, the black-robed old dudes and mostly old ladies and they're not so old. Ruth Ginsburg is up there, but
we need a young Supreme Court judge.
Well, Kagan's young and
little hipster kid.
As it goes, Kagan's young.
How funny would it be to have a little hipster kid with a wallet chain and then one of those look at me hats and skinny jeans?
How about Obama?
Right. Oh, perfect. That Obama's going to totally be a hipster when he leaves office. He's already collecting his comic book T-shirts.
Yeah, a lot of fucks not given.
Yes.
There's a growing wave now on the internets to try to give the prez a break when it comes to this TPP bullshit.
No, fuck that.
Trans-Pacific Partnership.
No, he shouldn't do it.
They put out a bunch of memes and all kinds of bullshit that say, look, this is what the president hated NAFTA. Here is what the TPP does that NAFTA didn't, as far as environmental protections and labor protections and et cetera. But still, it's like you can't see it. These are always, all these trade deals are always secret. You can't go putting it out on the internet, what you're talking about, because, you know, the Chinese are not in on this deal. It's kind of a deal against the Chinese.
Wow.
And the Chinese might say, well, if we knew what was going on, maybe we slip in there and say, hey, you don't want to deal with the evil Obama administration.
Right. Well, maybe is Elizabeth Warren wrong? Should we not be able to see this deal?
No, I'm just presenting to other side.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The president's side. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe it. I don't believe it because they still have that that council or whatever provision in there, which is basically corporations can go, wah, 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 you hurt my profits by passing that that law that stops killing people with our pollution. How dare you? You're going to hurt our profits. You owe us $87 billion.
But that's just stupid. That's horrible.
And they have to abide by this arbitration council that is outside the law of... It's giving up. If anything, the right wing should be, for a half second, take their eyes off the brown people that are angry.
Yes.
On the television. And for God's sake, give an eye to this, because...
I can't. Right. Hey, Fox won't let me watch nothing else.
This TPP, because if anything, they hate the UN. We're not giving over anything. We're not signing no treaties with the UN. We're not having them tell us what to do. But this is like the ultimate giving over sovereignty of the United States of America to some big world council.
That's but so creepy.
Instead of one made up of governments that we would hope would be eventually, you know, democratically elected, etc.
That's why the New Republic fell in Star Wars.
It's,
you know,
fucking corporations that are going to be in charge. Who, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think let's save the planet and be all kumbaya and shit are at the top of corporations. A and B balance sheets.
Let me check. The answer is fuck no, Pat.
Right.
No, not one bit.
They care not one bit.
No,
so
they're shitting on your face right now.
So yesterday, the robed ones of the SCOTUS heard
Jedi Masters
the both sides
SCOTUS
the gay marriage thing, which
is a no fucking brainer.
So ridiculous.
So dumb. Give me a robe. I'll make the right decision.
So sad. What I mean, just some of the questions that the conservative judges were asking. They're just all assholes. It's just that simple. I still don't understand this based on, I understand legal precedent, but I don't understand, well, it's not written into the law, but that's just the way we've always done it.
I don't get that either. That doesn't work.
As the argument, you know, I mean...
So we never have to have any... We're never allowed to have any progress?
Well, right.
I mean, women can vote, right. But for a long time they couldn't, so...
Yeah, I guess if you're Scalia, you want to scrap those pesky amendments, right?
Oh, absolutely.
He's an originalist.
Yeah.
Get rid of those things.
I want it to go back to the way it was when them slave owners with wooden teeth was in charge.
So now, in front of the court, God, wouldn't it just be great if they would just ban this barbaric practice of us killing people?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Just like the drones, too. Stop the drones, please.
Right.
So we're a year after they botched that execution in Oklahoma. The state's new lethal injection protocol... came under intense questioning today by a divided Supreme Court with, again, the pivotal Justice Anthony Kennedy. God, so much is laying on Kennedy's hands because he is allegedly the swing judge.
He's a swinger. He can go either way.
He is.
You never know.
He's bilegal.
Bilegal. Is there lawyer porn? Is there legal porn? You know what I mean? That might features legalese, but also, you know, sex.
Wild. Are you kidding me?
You think so? No. Not like a...
Wait, do you mean porn stars pretending to be lawyers?
Right. And all the, you know, the dirty talking and the story.
Fuck yeah.
Winds its way around with briefs and affidavits, things of that nature.
I'm willing to bet there's many scenes out there that have taken place in the, with the secretary gets called into the corporate library Banger in the stacks.
Yes.
So to speak. The so now they said some of the strongest verbiage came from Kagan and Sotomayor. They said the heart of this case is whether, oh boy, my Dazzlelam.
What the fuck is that?
My Dazzlelam. Sounds like somebody has a really fancy baby sheep.
My livestock has been bedazzled. Y'all look at the toenails on my cow, but cows don't have toenails.
Big ones.
They have hooves.
Their feet, their whole foot is a toenail.
Right.
My Dazzlelam.
What the fuck is that?
Is a sedative, induces the same coma-like state in people that pentobarbital and other anesthetics have done during executions. Whether or not that's true, the three inmates bringing the challenge argue that midazolam can leave inmates conscious during executions, exposing them to the pain from the drugs that they then put into them to kill them.
Hey, this is what I don't understand. Why don't they just pump them full of morphine?
Well,
what's the difference?
I don't know. I've kind of wondered the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, what's up with these fancy drugs? Is dying with morphine, is that horrible, or is it too comfortable, and that's why they don't want to do it?
I don't know why it's these real fancy. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
God, and if that's the case, why do you even do the fucking electric chair?
I thought it was pretty easy to kind of. But the thing is, they don't want these drugs. Don't want to be used for that. So it would probably be easy to propofol the fuck out of somebody a little Michael Jackson cocktail.
Get Bill Cosby on the line,
right? And
hey, we need some help, Dr. Huxtable. We need a consult. You rapist.
Bill Cosby will be participating. He'll be a consult.
He's got an opinion. You're doing what?
How many drops in the Chardonnay do we give him in his last meal?
Yeah, listen, Bill Cosby's like, what are we talking about, guys? Do you want to kill him or do you want to rape him?
Meanwhile, three more you heard within the last week, by the way.
No way.
It was on the last Hollywood Hick, or maybe the two ago Hollywood Hick. Three more alleging. And then he put out another one of these creepy videos. Somebody's got to talk to him.
Bill Cosby, the rapist?
Yeah, he's got a gig coming up. And then there were these new allegations, these three more women. And he put out this video that's basically saying, don't worry, the show's still on. I'm still coming. I love your town and stuff. But it's just weird. It's just a creepy. He's looking at the camera.
Yeah, yeah, it's nuts.
And he makes this weird, goofy face. Which,
don't make faces.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's time to abandon the goofy faces.
No, I have a challenge for you.
Me?
Yeah.
For Cosby.
For the audience, for everybody. No, fuck Cosby.
Well, I thought it was like a...
Name me a funnier rapist. I mean, I don't...
Mike Tyson can, spin a yarn.
I guess it's a weird... I mean, I don't find Bill Cosby...
I know a lot of rapists.
It's not really my type of humor, Bill Cosby. You can't deny that some of his specials have been funny. The whole dentist office thing, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, if you go back to some of his 70s shit, I mean, he was a funny dude. He was not edgy.
I like Fat Albert.
Family funny, kind of, but funny.
But he's the funniest rapist I could think of. And it's a horrible thing to say.
That you know.
Right.
Of.
I can't
that's
think.
Been caught.
Are there any other...
I'm sure there's...
Got to be other
bigger,
comedians
famous,
that are racists.
Yeah.
I mean, racists. Rapists.
Yeah.
Plenty of racists.
A plus B.
God. I can't tell you how many shows I've done and some fucking white guy standing up on stage like, oh, you know what's going to kill everybody? Let me release the N-word a few times.
Oh
boy.
Great.
As a host, that's always my favorite. Okay, now this asshole's done. And what am I supposed to say? Hey, give it up for this guy. He's a fucking sociopath and has bummed everybody out here.
Right.
It's fucking racism. Fuck you, dude.
If you're a fan of the N-word, stay tuned.
Oh, my God. Oh, by the fucking way, sorry about that. Someone that saw a set I did recently just invited me to like a Facebook page, some community. It's called Laughter After Divorce or something like that. I mean, man. Because I do a lot of jokes about my divorce and stuff. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's been a little while, though. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not having trouble laughing after it. I don't give a shit, really.
I would hope that woman's not still hemorrhaging.
But
really.
now I have to join a group. I like the page. I didn't know what else I'm supposed to do. And you know what it is?
You got
to
get in there now.
Well, I have, and I don't want to, you know, no need to mention who, but it's a real racket. This person
has workshops
for women that are either experiencing or have experienced a divorce. And it's not therapy, but it teaches them how to laugh again.
Oh, God.
I want to know how much this is. I looked on the webpage and everything, and I couldn't figure out, like, because that, I want to get in that. I'll do it for dudes. Who gives a shit? Hey, if you're a guy, go to Rated R Comedy. I'll come over to your house and I'll make you laugh after your stupid fucking wife right. left you.
Feed me.
Left you because you're a tremendous bore.
Yeah. Oh, I like single malt and feed me.
Yeah. Laughter after divorce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. They may make money.
I'm sure they do.
I would guess.
How California is that?
No dude's going to that, though.
I don't know. Think. It's for women.
Yeah.
This person's not dumb. It's like she's making some money.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to my laughter after divorce class. Who goes to that?
Maybe some people need it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's filling a niche.
Right.
A niche. I don't know. Maybe some people need to fucking laugh after their divorce.
I don't know. That bothers me. Somebody saw my act and was like, you know, all the jokes are in good fun. There's not real pain there. Jesus Christ. Fuck everyone. I'm serious. Fuck off.
She's actually telling everybody, go to the Rated R Comedy page.
Yeah, thank you.
As an example of what to be thankful you're away from.
Whatever. I'm just making jokes. I just want to say, listen, why don't you just listen to a whole night of comedy and then send people to the appropriate therapists that you think match their shitty act, I guess.
Go out and see a comic.
Right. Yeah.
Why do you have to have, why has it got to be like a Tupperware party and everybody's got
to
come over?
To make some money.
Oh, I see.
It's money. It's a profit deal. It's a workshop. It's a workshop, man. A workshop? What are you workshopping?
Now, wait a second. Is she also a mental health care professional in any capacity?
Oh,
or?
Yeah. She shows up at the, you know, these workshops and scrubs with a...
Not that kind. I mean, is she a counselor, a social worker,
Yeah.
Or is it like a support group?
No.
And she's the support group leader?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or is she... You know, is she a person who has provided
yes.
real counseling to humans?
She shows up and she's like, okay, cough, turn your head. Now laugh.
Right. Wasn't that funny?
Yeah.
Especially since it's all women and they don't do that to women.
Right.
So the whole turn your head and cough thing is...
I'm not exactly sure what goes on in the program. I mean, the specifics we're not... And by the way, on the website, you can't find the price, which I think is smart because that's...
Oh, that means it's a lot.
Well, what happens is there's an initial free class.
There's a sales funnel.
Yes. Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
God, this is some evil shit. Here, come here. Let me show you my sales funnel.
It's a sales funnel. Yeah,
right. Let me whip it out.
They herd you into purchasing the product that
right.
you really are going to be convinced that you want and need.
Allow me to share with you my sales shaft.
Right.
How stupid. It's all stupid.
Speaking of, over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
The headline there, since the Huffington Post is outraged about this. Anyway, I guess the reason is that the hardliners are saying on the Supreme Court basically are of the mind, who the hell cares how we killed these assholes?
Oh, people are outraged about this death penalty deal.
Yeah, the five conservative ones have been asking questions leaning towards, well, who gives, you know, a fuck? Of course not Thomas. He doesn't speak because we're real glad we put him on the Supreme Court.
Right.
He doesn't have to ask questions. He already knows. He's a psychic some sort.
Does he send his blow-up doppelganger in there?
Right.
And then shows up later to vote?
Right. Yeah, while he's off... sexually harassing somebody. So the Drudge Report, there is a up-close photograph of the latest, funnest doohickey for hashtag first world problems, the Apple Watch.
Oh, no. Are there problems?
Which I have zero desire.
Why?
To have strapped to any part of my body.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't wear watches. I don't like watches. I don't do watches.
But that this is part of the trend of wearable technology. Do you not want to be a part of that? Are you just going to sit there on the sidelines?
Well, I'll wear it. I'll get an Apple cock ring or something. Yes. I don't know.
The iDick.
Armpit. Yeah. The iCock.
Right.
But I really don't. Yeah, I don't. I've never been into watches. I don't know.
Are we going to have implanted technology?
Oh, sure.
I mean, why not, right? I mean, you can get an IUD, right? That's an implant.
If somebody said you can connect to the internet by thinking to it, all you got to do is put this chip in your head.
But your brain is like the internet in a way.
I think people are going to be signing up for that shit. If the chip is just connecting to the internet, I don't see why we don't have that tech. We do have that technology.
This is old technology. Do you remember the movie Firefox starring Clint Eastwood?
Damn, with that plane?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He had to control the plane. He had to think in Russian.
Right.
You must think in Russian.
And knowing Clint Eastwood, that's, you know, that's great acting.
Right. That was a good movie.
He's a good actor.
Right.
Really good director. Horrible politics.
Right. Well, he talks to chairs. Weird.
So, it also says here, there's a defect found in the Apple Watch.
No!
A key component of the Apple Watch made by one of the two suppliers was found to be defective, prompting Apple Incorporated to limit the availability of the highly anticipated new product.
Are you telling me that the slave children that made these watches fucked up?
Yeah, I think there's some...
Take away their gruel for the month!
Some Indonesian 7-year-olds are going to get caned.
9!
I don't think these big jerks... Well, maybe they do.
You don't know.
Everybody in the world beating somebody speaks German.
He's a Nazi.
So they said that the part is involved in the so-called Taptic engine.
Oh, God. Who gives a shit? Cure AIDS, asshole. We don't need this watch.
That's the thing that produces the sensation of being tapped on the wrist. It goes on your wrist and tells you shit.
Oh, my God. We're getting trained like fucking dogs.
God, that's like...
That's fucked up, dude.
I'm going to go to a 60s movie here. In Like Flint...
I remember that.
Do you remember the Flints with James Coburn? It was like, he was like the cool stoner, wildly, what's the word I'm looking for somebody that...
He was a stoner?
That is banging ladies all day.
James Coburn was a huge star back then, right?
Oh, yeah, big, big shit.
Yeah.
But he was like the American 007, but like far cooler, man, and... Hip music and stoned. You know, they didn't have it at Stone, but you know it was stoned. And he, at one point, he was able to put himself into a coma through meditation that made him look like he was dead. And what woke him up was this little watch. And at the time it was supposed to wake him up in this coffin, a little thing came out of the side of the watch. It was this little hammer, and it went ding, 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 ding on his wrist.
That
somehow that revived him from his dead. I don't know why that made me think of that.
But
they're great
that.
Movies.
Yeah, I don't want to wake up in a coffin. Oh shit!
Actually, they're probably. I haven't watched them in years. They're probably real.
Do they hold up?
They're probably real misogynistic-y.
Oh sure. Why don't we see remakes of In Like Flynn?
It was a movie.
Oh, yeah.
They were movies.
I know, but why not remake that movie? It just seems like something this industry does.
It'd be cool to kind of have that kind of that year again. That, you know, I mean, the whole Mad Men thing. One of the parts people liked about Mad Men so much was how they fucking dressed and the whole 60s vibe, right?
I loved it. I love that vibe, man. The politics suck, but there's nothing better than having that amazing scotch in your office.
There was a lot.
Just kind of suck on all day. If I drink...
You miss the scotch and you miss the bar in the office.
I tell you what, I don't know how they got anything done. You have one of those scotches at noon. I am not doing shit the
rest of the day. Well, because the guys drinking the scotch don't do the work.
No, they're ad execs. They're drawing they're designing everything.
Oh, they're thinking of it, and they have the toadies outside drawing it and coming up with the ideas. And you
it's
do
really
this, and you do that,
up, right?
And in the that evil empire that we worked at in Chicago,
yes,
that giant law / accounting firm,
evil
worldwide. I mean, there was all kinds of bullshittery going on there. Of the corporate fuckwattery.
I know.
And I
worked as a paper shredder in one of those types of organizations.
That's what they got paid for.
A paper shredder. Yeah.
But I mean, the big guys, they didn't do shit.
They didn't do anything.
They were handshakers and hooker procurers.
I heard that when they sat at their desks, they didn't even wear pants or underwear.
Right.
Nobody knew.
Some of them didn't have to.
Right.
And then the minions would do all the work. They would go out and sell the services. And the minions would come and crunch the books and do all the number crunching and all the law books and write up all the proposals and all that. So, you know, these giant executives, I don't.
They don't do shit, do they?
They do.
They run around shaking
sort
hands.
Of, but not to the point where, you know.
Oh, we have a caller.
The problem we have here in America. Not to the level of the problem we have here
in
America with just the corporate fuckwattery that's going on.
I am anti-corporate fuckwattery, as I imagine our caller is. Greg Rothman, are you on the line?
How are you?
What's up, man?
Well, let's not back Greg into a corner. Are you pro or anti-corporate fuckwattery?
I used to be pro fuck lottery, and pro corporate, but now I'm anti corporate fuck lottery.
I think you could be pro corporate and anti fuck lottery.
Right. And there is positive fuck lottery out there as well, which you don't want to exclude yourself from.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I don't want to back myself into any corners. I'm being very political.
Right. Listen, before we get into this whole discussion of whatever we're going to talk about, I just want to, Pat, I want to share with you.
Yes.
You know, our friend Greg, he goes on vacations where he swims with sharks.
Sharks, yeah.
There's all kinds of dangerous things, and he's going to Baltimore this weekend or something like that. Is that true?
That's true. Not only that, I'm going to Baltimore for a wedding. And shortly after we communicated earlier, I got an email informing me that the wedding time had to be pushed back because they want to make sure that all the guests were able to get home before the curfew, if it's still in place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have to be, the wedding will end at 9 p.m. on a Saturday night.
God. They should just lock they should just lock it down and let everybody stay there overnight or something.
You would think, right? That's what I would do. I'd be like, you know. Yeah, sleep in the hallway, you know.
It was all good until three of the bridesmaids got pepper sprayed.
Right.
And bounced around in the back of a police van.
Yeah. All right, a rough ride.
Yep, rough ride. What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you know what a rough ride is?
No, I don't know.
The rough ride. Oh. Well, Greg, define the rough ride.
A rough ride is when they don't strap you in basically in the back of the little paddy wagon and they drive you around and beat you up. I believe that there were they've had like three or four cases in Baltimore where people have sued because they've been paralyzed from the rough rides.
Yeah, yeah. They don't strap them in and then they'll slam on the brakes, and listen to them bounce around in the back and go, hey,
what the fuck? Are we not the Western civilized world? I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and everyone, I think, the people that are, this whole rioting thing is symptomatic of so much more. And I think that's the thing that a lot of people on the right don't seem to be cognizant of. They think it's just a bunch of people getting upset because some guy got a rough ride and died, and that one event isn't enough to
Oh yeah, you can. Rioting. You can definitely count on Fox News to not get the right message.
Yeah, yeah. The I just read that. Wait, Megyn Kelly, is that her name on Fox?
Oh, she's my favorite.
Santa Claus is white
and Jesus.
Yeah. Making comments about King rolling over in his grave. I just read a quote that King said that riots are a choice. It's an expression of action when all other forms are ignored.
Riot is the voice of the unheard, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the voice of the unheard, exactly. And I don't think that could be more eloquently put, frankly. I think people have to ponder that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a year where we saw someone strangled to death on camera.
Oh God!
And nobody went to jail for it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here in Chicago, actually, there was a case of a cop basically driving by and shooting at a crowd. He ended up killing this woman, and the state's attorney brought the case not as a murder charge but as a manslaughter charge, and it didn't fit the definition of manslaughter, so the judge ended the case, and he was released.
Oh, my God.
Right, but didn't the judge say something, even in his ruling, to the effect of, well, what this guy did was way worse than manslaughter, but we got to let him go because it doesn't fit that charge?
It doesn't fit the charge. Yeah, no, he committed murder.
Right.
But the, I think, you know, the state's attorney and I think, you know, In deference to the police department, didn't bring as hard a charge, and really fucked the case up. This guy's walking free, and he's been pretty freaking smug too. You know, he's a scumbag, and I would, you know, you look at that, you look at everything else that's gone on. It's pretty hard, and it's pretty amazing to me that this is the first time there's actually been rioting, to be honest.
I have a feeling it's not going to be the last, because it's been, how many days is it between a video that pops up of a brown person getting the shit beat out of him or being shot while they're running away, or, you know, he reached for my gun, blah, blah, blah.
It seems like every couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
I mean, without exaggeration. The perfect example of the right not getting it is Donald Trump. his 2 cents.
Say what you want about Donald Trump. I want a thing where we have a law that says if you host a reality show or whatever the fuck you want to call that, Apprentice, a game show, you can't run for president. I'm sorry. That's not for you.
Well, he's no less qualified than some others.
It's so trashy, man.
Bedtime for Bonzo, man.
Okay.
I think, in fairness, I don't think he has serious political aspirations, but I think he does know that if he runs for president, it helps bring in viewers to his television show.
Oh, yeah. And he's got a book coming out, too, I think.
Who the fuck reads that? I mean, who buys Trump's book? And it's like, have you read everything Hemingway wrote? Have you? Right. You're gonna spend your time on Donald Trump?
Exactly.
You don't know. What I love is, like, when anybody calls him out on anything, he uses the defense my sister used to use when she was a kid, when she did something and was at a loss. Just a really strong attack. You know?
Come on, she still does it, doesn't she?
Yeah. but not with the skill that Mr. Trump does.
Oh, well, yeah, that's his
His, like, any single photo I see of him, he's like got his mouth hanging open, and you know he's like talking louder than anyone else in the room.
I think he's an asshole.
It's the Hannity slash O'Reilly slash, you know, that group where if you start to call them on their bullshit, come on, come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
my favorite is O'Reilly, who just goes, I don't buy it.
Right.
Like, right. Somehow your opinion trumps fact.
Yeah. O'Reilly interviewing the president was just so cringeworthy. It really was.
Agonizing. Awful. Agonizing.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that he's given, that I guess it's the whole Fox thing in general. It speaks volumes about half of America, unfortunately. Right. Although supposedly they've been losing viewership.
Well, they're dying of old age.
That's exactly it. Their average Fox viewer is like 68.
Yeah, and
something ridiculous.
And the only reason it's 68 is because that's where it stops.
Right.
Like, they don't measure above 68.
You know what they do? You know what they've been telling their viewers to do is, like, no matter what you do, just leave Fox on. Because in case they pass away in their sleep, they'll get all those ratings until their dead body's fucking discovered.
Hey, there's an app. There's an app for you. If it's like the Help I Can't Get Up app. Instead of, you know, if you feel a grabber coming,
turn on Fox. Put that on Shark Tank.
Right.
I'm going to sell that to Mark Cuban.
Greg, did you see the shit drizzle that came out of Trump? Was it yesterday?
About what he'd do in Baltimore?
All the tweets.
I didn't see. I was just looking up. He came out and defended his tweets. Is that right? But I saw like how he would go in a helicopter, and he put an end to it.
It's Donald Jack Bauer Trump.
Yeah, I'd stop it there.
Yeah.
God, these fucking Republicans have so many fucking fantasies and wet dreams about carrying out violence, home invasion. What in the fuck? Where do they live? In Deadwood?
I know.
It's unbelievable. And when you disagree with a Republican, like, you know, they think, you know, when they disagree with Democrats, they make comments about, you know, I'd kill them. You go to violence. And it's considered okay rather than going to debate, you know. I was just reading a bit about, what's his name? Clint Eastwood's comments about Michael Moore.
Right.
And I guess he repeated them and he's backed off, but then the article went through, and it's like, you know, you see O'Reilly said stuff like that. It's unbelievable, and you know, they measure themselves by the size of the gun they pack, and we're not talking about their penis. obviously, Donald Trump has a very, 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 very small member.
Oh God, yeah. He's got a
king of overcompensation.
Pay supermodels to touch that thing.
Right. Well, he's a redhead, right? I mean, I don't mean...
Oh, please.
I don't want to make generalizations on the commie, hippie, liberal pinko show.
No, he does full shaving, I'm sure.
Oh, does he? Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Does a Brazilian.
I heard Donald has his asshole bleached.
Yeah.
That's how white he wants to be.
Donald Trump on his back with his legs up in the air.
No, but thank you.
Go ahead, pour the wax down there. I could take it.
I could take it.
Rip.
I'm having a mold of my beautiful asshole cast.
Right. So that the people I don't like can kiss it. It's the Trump sphincter.
Oh
God.
And you know, the other thing I love about him is this myth that he's a self-made man.
Right, he crawled out of a rich vagina, right?
He crawled out of a really wealthy vagina. He got bailed out. He had that school. Do you remember the college, the for-profit school?
No.
That got he got sued over. Oh yeah, he was promising all sorts of crap, and you know, these people weren't being graduated. They weren't being educated. he's so fucking sleazy. But, you know, in fairness, he is entertaining.
God, he seems like a creep. It seems like, and maybe I'm just thinking of his association with Miss Universe. Isn't that his deal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think, does he have one of those, like, horrible fly-by-night modeling schools?
Oh, I'm sure.
Meet me for an audition at the fucking Super 8.
Somewhere in Bora Bora, attached to a tree, is a, come down to the Holiday Inn on Thursday. An audition.
One of those bathrooms is apparently is popular somewhere with the two-way mirror.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That just happened.
What was that?
There's a bar somewhere that has like a two-way mirror somehow set up looking into the ladies' restroom.
Oh, God.
But it's
right at the toilet.
It's something. Yeah, it's something where, yeah, you're not watching them put on their makeup.
What do you mean? Like, you watch them shit?
If that's what you're into. I don't know a lot of ladies that are throwing deuces at nightclubs, but
every time I go into a bar bathroom, I am not a germaphobe, but it's just so gross. And there's not one moment in there where I'm relaxed or at ease. And now the idea that there's people surveilling that, I mean, that's so fucked up.
I will share with you. Yeah, I try and not use public restrooms as a rule.
Speaking of
diapers.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to Wrigley Field?
I have not been this year.
Not recently? To the porta potties?
No.
That's just horrible.
Oh, no. Like, you won't even catch me near a porta potty.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
The story from, hit the gong.
All right. No, that gets a gong hit.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Perfect. Somebody, Trump is 15 policemen hurt in Baltimore, some badly. Where's the National Guard? Police must get tough and fast. Thugs must be stopped.
God, what an idiot. How's that helpful?
Da, 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 da.
Oh my God.
Off to the middle of Baltimore so he can show Obama how it's done. I would fix it fast.
Oh, right. You know what Trump should do? For what you just read, you remember those T-shirts in the 80s that just had big block letters on them? Like, remember what it was like part of that new wave movement? You know, like two-word messages on them. God, like Freddie, something about Freddie. There was one. With the, God damn it! I can't. You don't remember this?
No, I don't. Greg is pretending he does.
All right.
I remember. I remember T-shirts written like that. I can see, but I don't know what you're.
It's all. It's all right. It's just T-shirts with big letters like two-word messages. That's what Trump should do. Maybe not president.
Stick to his dumb TV show.
Right. That makes a shitload of money.
Fire
it?
People. You're fired.
What does he do anyway? I mean, like, what widget does he make? He a real estate guy?
He is real estate.
Okay. He's kind of a real estate. You know the story of this building in Chicago?
With the name?
Oh, yeah. His sign was like an eyesore he was going to put up or something?
Oh, no. The building, the planning commission or whatever that was approved the building, they didn't read the final contract.
Yeah.
In the contract, it called for like 15, you know, or 20 foot letters that said Trump across the building. So they put it up and they're like, you can't do this. And then Trump's people are like, you guys approved it. So yeah, it was one of those things I didn't know about. I was walking up Michigan Avenue and the letters went up and I stopped and I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I read about, how well our prior administration.
God.
Maybe somebody should read that shit.
What a total asshole. I mean, really.
I know.
I mean, you know, like, as Tony Soprano would say, I think Trump has a case of fuckface-itis. That's all.
Well, there seems to be a lot of it on the right.
Yes.
What was it? I was watching. Did you see the Stewart last night with the just the clips of our ex vice president talking about torture?
No.
That's pretty good.
It's bad.
There was no torture. Whenever, and they went through a series of interviews with him, and he goes, "Well, I don't call that waterboarding. I don't call that torture. I'll tell you what I call torture. When 19 people flew planes into the World Trade Center, I call that torture."
Oh,
there was always his Trump line. Yeah. Oh, how ironic.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
We're so evolved. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. When is, I mean, how long is Cheney going to be around?
I mean,
good God.
He won't die.
He's like robo-cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, he is really just an incredibly despicable person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to say, like, I think Obama's biggest, one of his biggest fuck-ups early on was not pursuing any sort of legal action against the prior administration, because it set precedent. So,
well, you know. I got my issues with the drones, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's going on now.
Right.
I think they should, after they finish with Cheney et al., I might say that Mr. Obama might have to answer for some bullshit, too.
Yeah, no, I think the, and I love the way Congress dodges any responsibility, too, in this whole, you know, situation. The approval of military action towards ISIS and all that, Congress has dragged its feet, and Congress is supposed to be watching over shit like this, and I think they've been incredibly crappy in doing that. But you know what the hell? What are civil rights, right? What's it matter if the president wages war without congressional approval?
Well, yeah, it shows that they've been up the president's starfish for anything else. But, when the warmongers can rake in some billions by, you know, sending some brown people to fight some other brown people, then that's fine. Rock on. Give him authority. Yeah. Give him authority.
But, like, what is Congress doing? Like, what do they do? I mean, they're not doing anything.
Absolutely.
Getting reelected.
Yep. That's all that Boehner and those guys really are worried about. It's just maintaining their status quo, I think.
God damn.
I heard a stat today on young people, and they said, well, young people want a Democrat in the White House. And I think when they were saying young, I think they were talking like, 18 to like 30. Millennials, pardon me. What defines a millennial?
Asshole.
Douchey. Just kidding.
Yeah, that millennials also believe in troops on the ground, like ISIL and all of that.
Yeah.
To all of our younger listeners, we're just joking.
Yeah.
We love our younger listeners.
Listen to the show and
love our millennials. Yeah, millennials. Kick us.
Like 50 or above 50%. I think it was like 58% approved. Are a little bit more trigger happy.
Mm-hmm.
Which
the drone strikes are popular.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Well, you know, it's a video game.
Right. Just like...
Although...
Yeah, go ahead.
I did hear that there's actually more PTSD with the drone flyers than there are with Air Force flyers.
Why?
Who fly planes. Because when you fly a plane, you drop the bomb and you fly off. And when you fly the drone, they actually watch the destruction.
Oh.
And I guess they see body parts flying and stuff.
Ooh.
And that's a peculiar little twist in that whole situation.
It's crazy. You can, on the internet, on the YouTube, there's a ton of videos that they have of these airstrikes and drone strikes that, if you're into watching people die heinously, you can watch this shit.
It's a little disturbing how readily, like, snuff films are available now.
Right.
You know, today I watched this video of a gigantic fur seal dry humping a penguin. I don't even know if he was dry humping him. I think they were.
How do you know they didn't lube up before?
I don't.
I think he may have used a little bit of whale oil.
Little blubber,
little blubber in there. Yeah, really disturbing, right?
This seal is humping a penguin, and as he's doing it, he's just like staring blankly out into the, just looking around.
It's like he's watching TV or something, you know. And the poor little
Greg sent me this video.
The penguin is struggling, and the thing is they've like documented this like I think 6 times or something, and. There's a moment when, like, all the penguins are watching that are around there, and then they're all like, no, let's just leave.
We're done.
Nothing good is going to come of it.
You think the National Geographic people, when they're filming stuff like that, every once in a while, producers are like, you know what? I don't know. Before we do this, I'm going to call my friend at Vivid and get a consult and see how they would shoot it.
Somebody fluff the seal,
right,
and put some lipstick on that penguin.
Well, just more direct light on his genitalia, for God's sake. What is that, a sack?
Right. Could you look like you're more into it?
Right.
I think it was a king penguin that was being molested.
Oh, so it was.
And they are really pretty. They've got the pretty eyeliner.
They are.
I know this is probably wrong to say, but the penguin looked like it was asking for it with the way it was dressed.
It was.
I know.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe it was an acting lesson from the seal.
Right.
It was a method acting class.
Got Cosby'd.
Totally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give you some tips.
I was down in Antarctica. And, well, we didn't see that those species of penguin. I'm trying to think. We even saw fur seals when we were down there.
When you were in Antarctica?
Yeah.
Would you go there for spring break?
Yeah. There were a lot of ticks there. The penguins that we saw were covered in penguin shit, like. Covered.
Oh, German penguins.
Yeah, German penguins.
Oh, God! <Yeah.
laughs> Scheissen penguins.
Oh, that's so. Why are they covered in shit? That bums me out.
When the chicks are raised, you know, until they're old enough to go swim, basically, the shit builds up around their home, and they just, they lay down and they get covered in shit. I mean, they are disgusting to look at. And the adults will get kind of covered in shit, and then they'll go into the water and they'll come out. You know, it looks it's like that scene in from the movie of Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
One of the very end, the captain steps onto shore and he's completely white and everyone's covered. That's just what they look, you know, covered in dirt. That's what these penguins are like.
Again, the guys at National Geographic is like, oh, listen, I know we're supposed to like tell it the way it is, but I cannot edit another frame of these shit covered birds because somebody just squirt them down. My God.
just hold them. No one's going to know.
Who cares?
You know?
Fuck it.
The one thing we did see was I saw leopard seals. I saw leopard seals. There was Art Wolf. I don't know if you know who he is. Big photographer got the photos of it attacking a penguin.
Holy shit!
I don't know if you've ever seen those photos or some online. These things, they grab them. And they basically, they shake them so hard, they shake them out of their skin.
What?
Jeez.
God damn it. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Right.
It is.
I guess they'd rather get violated on the beach.
Christ.
I know. I did read that in that on that, that the penguin raping that these fur seals do occasionally eat they eat penguins, but in only one case that they recorded that the penguin had eaten after it got fucked.
Oh yeah.
So,
well, that's the seals.
That's some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
Well, that's what they tell their kids. They're, listen, you see that over there? You can either rape it or you can eat it. You can't do both.
Right.
Decide.
You don't eat what you fuck.
Yeah. Right? Don't jizz where you eat.
Oh man, he's like, how much therapy is an animal like that in for after being molested like that?
Oh god, It's so brutal being.
They
an
have
animal.
Shitty short-term memories, god, right? Man. So hopefully,
I don't know, man. They you know they can find their young and they all look the same.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, they,
Greg, is this what you're going to talk about on your show?
Probably to some degree, it's been we've been a lot more serious.
Are you suggesting this isn't like an NPR show?
I don't know how many. I don't know if Terry Gross at NPR has a live gong.
Right.
In her studio.
I've heard her say robo-cunt.
No, have you?
Yeah.
I heard her say it a couple of days ago.
What are you doing with Terry Gross?
I don't mean to go down a Terry Gross coma, but I love her show. But she's amazing. Like, there's no one that can be more unaffected by hearing, like, a tragic story. There was one episode, somebody climbed Everest or something, was talking about, he got frostbite, and he was talking about the process of his nose slowly falling off his fucking face. And Terry Gross said this. This is what she said to him. Oh. And that's it.
That was it.
I was like, he lost his nose! That's like, holy shit, man. Oh, yeah?
She's a real newswoman. You can't throw her.
Yeah.
She. What's amazing to me is the background work she does for each one of her guests. I don't know whether she's accumulated all that knowledge, or she preps herself. But either way, I'm always like jaw dropped by that knowledge. Maybe that she's just got a really fast internet connection.
Right.
Got good interns.
Could you imagine what that show would turn into if Fox bought it? Fresh Air on Fox now.
Oh, God. Yeah, turn on Fox. That's what it'll be like. Steve Douchey, Elizabeth Moron Beck.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Kill Me. Please Kill Me. Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, yeah.
Fox and Friends.
That show is I think SNL does two of the best versions of that when they do takeoffs on it. it is so freaking ridiculous.
They're trying real hard with the five or no Outnumbered. Have you seen Outnumbered?
No.
We play some clips on here, and we always caution people to put down towels next to their ears because they're going to fucking bleed. Listen to this crap.
Seriously.
The whole premise is rooted in misogyny.
Totally.
It's outnumbered. It's always four women and one man. One man sitting in the middle of a U-shaped couch pontificating. Yeah. And they rotate, I think it's the usual panel of ninnies, and the dude rotates.
Yeah.
Passes the baton, so to speak, pun intended.
Like a Keith Ablo.
That asshole.
Right, he's on there. It's just crazy. And they mansplain.
Right. And they always are like, you know, well, here's what happened in the news, and then person with penis, what do you think? But then they've got some just heinous troglodytes on there too, who it's just a horrific show. But they're trying real hard to beat the Fox and Fiends.
Who usually wins in these situations of the outnumbered? Does the guy usually come out?
Sometimes they call him on rare occasions. There's a clip of him saying something so heinous.
Yeah, like soccer's turning us into pussies. That's what Keith Abloh said during the World Cup.
They stood up to him on that one.
Wow, yeah.
A couple of the soccer moms were like, but my kids love soccer. He's like, come on. Literally, I'm not joking. Come on. Nobody likes soccer. Nobody likes soccer. Nobody cares. Nobody likes it. Come on. It's a liberal. Didn't he say it's like a...
it's a liberal sport. I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the liberals bending over the men of the United States. The good football players.
That's not how I play soccer.
Real football.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Not football, like they say in Europe.
Right. Football.
Right. Obnoxious as fuck.
Well, Greg,
do we have a name of the upcoming?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it still...
We don't have
Well, you don't have to. Name. Yeah, you don't have to broadcast it now.
Right.
It might still be in committee. Yeah,
well, what about person with penis?
Are you testing it with panels?
And then once in a while, we'll have a woman on and we'll call it out penis.
That's right.
Without. Oh, man. You better be careful in Baltimore, dude.
Oh, yeah. No,
Having said that, fire up the cameras.
Yes.
Fire up the audio.
Ooh, get some interviews.
Exclusive footage.
Yeah. We'll see how my girlfriend feels about that when we're there, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
Greg.
You, sir. Talk to you soon.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Very funny, very knowledgeable.
Greg Rothman.
Great actor.
Yes.
Cool dude.
Yes.
Greg Rothman from Chicago. Soon. It's in development.
Oh, yeah. They're recording episodes.
They actually, unlike us, they're going to prepare and edit and make it pretty.
Oh, yeah. We prepare.
We kind of prepare.
Yeah, you know.
But we do this live, too.
Right.
So that people can call in.
Yeah.
323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS if you want to call in and chat with us.
Right.
We were talking about the outnumbered ninnies.
Oh, yes.
The other day, I've got a clip.
Awesome.
It's a perfect segue here. The other day, the person with the outside dangly bits.
Yay.
On the show. I mean, I don't know what he's got going on down there, but I'm assuming.
Was he clad in Scroguard?
Was none other. Then Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Ugh, what a gross asshole this guy is. I mean...
Dwayne, quotes, Dog, unquote, Chapman, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
God, he made a show out of going and capturing people that were, I don't know, it's just fucked up, right?
A little fun to watch, but when you kind of peel back the
veneer,
it's like Cops. Like now, I used to love watching Cops. And now that we do this shit, and after all these stories...
Not so great.
It's not so much fun to watch Cops anymore. Before you used to kind of root for the cops, you'd be like, oh, look at these assholes with their shirts off and stuff. And now you're kind of like, well, I don't know. What brought them to that point, you know? And what goes on when the cops aren't filming?
Yeah.
We know what's going on when the cops aren't filming.
Those rough rides in the paddy wagon. That's
some bullshit. Yeah,
that's got to stop.
Paralyzed.
God damn it, Obama, do something. What can Obama do to fix this situation in Baltimore? Can he do something? Get that executive order fucking thing out?
During that correspondence dinner last weekend, didn't he say he's got a list that rhymes with bucket?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what's going to... Presidents all the time whip out some executive actions right near the end of their tenure.
Clinton loved to whip out the executive action.
Yeah, that frequently the next president goes, we'll get rid of that one, and we'll get rid of that one, and we'll get rid of that one. So that's why, you know, when Ted Cruz says, I'm gonna end everything when he gets to be president, he thinks it's interestingly enough that he thinks that everything, including Obamacare, that he can somehow be president and end it right there. But it's the law. It passed.
So what's he going to do?
All right.
He's got to go to Congress. Got to tell him what the, you know, how it is.
I'm
going to
end it. The bounty hunter was the cock of the day on.
Oh, congratulations.
Outnumbered.
Oh, my God.
And they started talking about, this was the other day, they started talking about the campaigns and everything that's going on.
Yes.
Sitting there, you know, a couple of ninnies. Kennedy is there.
VJ from VH1.
Brilliant pundit. The one named Kennedy.
You could be a VJ and I guess a news person, right, a journalist, right, at the same time.
Very knowledgeable.
Maybe that was her first calling and this VJ thing popped up.
But we've played several clips of her over the past few months. And,
is Pauly Shore on anything?
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
Here is a little bit, pop those tampons in your ears.
Ouch.
Not too tight so you can still hear, but they're going to bleed because here's a little clip from Outnumbered. Oh, 1 second. We have to play.
Change the chord.
Yeah. Here we go. I think this might be Kennedy.
Oh, perfect.
Opening up.
Wait, Christ, Justice
so
Kennedy?
Early, right?
Oh, it's not Kennedy.
It's not the Supreme Court.
It's a different Kennedy. Ninny. Yeah, right. Right, okay. This is Outnumbered, which, by the way, you know, Fox News is hip with the kids speak these days.
Oh,
because
Jesus.
The name of the show is out the number sign, so it's almost like a hashtag.
You're gross.
But it's so early right now, and yeah. Isn't the safest thing you can do is to run the most safe campaign, or could that be to his detriment if he doesn't come out swinging? Doug, who do you like?
Well,
I don't know who she's talking about. Who cares who she's talking about coming out swinging?
Dog, who do you like?
Right.
Guy's name's Dog.
Yes.
The fuck is that?
Yes. Well, then maybe they said Doug.
Dog.
But I think she said Dog.
Doug, who do you like?
Well, I like him. He came out swinging. That's fine. His wife is beautiful.
Yeah.
But I don't think he could beat the...
Okay, now we got to back up and see who he's talking about. Oh, Rubio.
Oh, his wife is so fucking hot.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, that's the... And what an asshole there.
Yeah.
What do you think about the candidate? Oh, well, his wife's hot. I'd fuck her.
Right. Getting my vote.
Right.
God damn it. That's why some people just shouldn't vote. They're just idiots.
Well, wait. Hang in there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But I don't think he could beat the dynamic duo.
Who's the dynamic duo?
The Clintons.
Oh, no. Why not?
I just don't.
I don't think he could beat the dynamic duo. And, you know, this unbiased panel, Andrea Tantaros.
Gross.
Who's wearing a pink outfit with a really high skirt. And she's got her legs going. Kennedy's next to her. And then a blonde ninny, really short skirt, red dress. And blonde ninny, really short skirt, green dress.
Yeah, are those ladies, are they hotter than Rubio's wife?
Lots of legs going on. Lots of legs. Tantaros is really rocking some high heels.
Jesus.
Looking quite newsly. So...
good job, Fox. Jeez.
And Dog in the middle. And then, so when he said they're not going to beat the dynamic duo of the Clintons, you heard them, one of them was like, oh. And then Kennedy is the one who you could hear in the background going, does that make you sad? Doesn't that make you sad?
What do you think the producers of this show are like? It's like, who do we have booked for the dick of the day? They're like, really? Dog the bounty hunter? Did Scott Baio cancel or something? I mean,
right.
How far down the list is Dog the fucking bounty hunter? Really?
Is his show even on anymore? Weren't there some shenanigans with him? I thought.
How far did they go before they start booking wrestlers?
Right. They have more respectability.
Right. We got Ric Flair on today. Dog the bounty hunter. Dog the bounty hunter. I mean, this is so trashy.
Hello.
The Clintons.
Oh, no. Why not?
I just don't think I want someone in there with experience. We're at war. Mm-hmm. These guys are hiring, ISIS is hiring.
What is it
kids
about her track record, though? I mean, I think a lot.
Now, this is what's interesting.
Holy shit.
He's for the Clintons. He wants somebody in there with a lot of experience. And now, Ninny, blonde Ninny on the left, yes. Short green dress. This is great here because she, for a moment, she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Because at first they think he's just predicting that Hillary's going to win, right?
Right.
They're not going to beat the dynamic duo. But then he says, well, I want somebody in there with experience. Now he's saying he wants Clinton to win.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, whoa, whoa, what? Yeah. What? This does not compute to this Ninny. And in the middle of this sentence, she's gonna pull that Fox bullshit where she's going to be like, well, but what some people say.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite.
Listen to this bullshit.
Mm-hmm. These guys are hiring, ISIS is hiring.
What is it
kids
about her track record, though? I mean, I think a lot of people are looking back at her track record at the State Department.
A lot of people. What is it about her track record?
Some people.
I think a lot of people are looking at her track record. She was a senator. She was the Secretary of fucking State.
Rumor has it.
Yeah, she's been the heads of commissions and bullshit. She's been on boards and all that crap.
And by the way, what is her reaction to Dog the Bounty Hunter's endorsement? Has Hillary reacted to the endorsement?
I don't think there's been an official...
I mean, it had to have made it. She had to have some toady that walked over. Listen, Hillary.
So
Dog the Bounty Hunter supports you.
Send him a bouquet.
Endorsed you on Fox and Friends today.
So... but listen to how all of them just jump on him. They lose their fucking tiny little minds that Dog the Bounty Hunter, whose blonde hair is the longest on the panel.
Oh, he's dreamy.
Fortunately, he's not in a short skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Just listen to this. And then listen to Kennedy, who really, really can't handle it.
We're at war. Mm-hmm. These guys are hiring. ISIS is hiring.
What is it about her track record, though? I mean, I think a lot of people are looking back at her track record at the State Department and saying that that's going to be an obstacle for her becoming president.
I don't know. She's, you know, I heard her once say, if they keep doing this, you know, we're going to make it a parking lot. I think that women don't throw sand at each other like men do. Mm-hmm. I think that a woman's decision. I'm a Republican, but I have faith mm-hmm. in the dynamic duo.
The dynamic duo
of Bill and Hillary is who he's talking about.
What a great endorsement. What does that mean?
Yeah, women don't throw sand at each other.
So, okay, dog, what do they throw at each other?
He means
then?
She's not going to fuck around. He heard her say she'll turn it into a parking lot. Now he likes that.
I don't like that, by the way.
Then here's Kennedy's reaction.
Looking, but I have faith. Mm-hmm. In the dynamic duo.
That makes me so sad right now.
Well,
like, I love everything about you.
Well,
and I think you're powerful and heroic, but the fact...
Listen to her. I love everything about you. This makes me sad. I think you're powerful and heroic. And how could you even think of supporting Hillary Clinton?
God, what an asshole.
Oh,
you ask someone their opinion about something, then he gives it to you.
Right.
And now he's shit upon.
And now you're... I'm so disappointed.
Now, I love everything about you.
I think you're powerful
and heroic, but the fact that you endorse Hillary Clinton...
No, I'm not endorsing. I just want someone...
It makes me sadder than The Notebook. But I think he's forecasting.
I'm chasing some of these guys that want to be on ISIS.
I'm seeing what they do.
But you sound
like a Hillary supporter, though.
I don't know.
This is the other Ninny now. Is like, well, you do sound like a Hillary supporter, though. He said he wants her.
Right.
They won't let that be.
He was able to say, I would rather vote for Hillary than Rubio.
Or Rand Paul. Or Ted fucking Cruz.
Every person on that side is fucking bonkers.
And the other Ninny is like, well, maybe he's saying he's just predicting. And then the other one's like, no, he's saying that they're losing, they can't handle it.
When did they start stabbing him to death?
Right.
Shooting him.
I'm seeing what they do. But you sound like a Hillary supporter, though.
I don't know. Who's going to run again?
Speaking of the dynamic duo, excellent transition, dog.
Now they can't. Now Tantaros must have gotten whispered on from the booth to move on, so she's going to change the subject.
The vocal fry going on in this conversation, if you just listen, is nuts. Everyone has it.
supporter, though.
I don't know. Who's going to run against
a supporter, though?
No.
Speaking of the dynamic duo, okay. Excellent transition, dog. The Clintons, the dynamic duo, pulling out all the stops to defend the family's charity against the allegations that foreign governments receive favors in return for donations. And now, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, Chelsea Clinton is the chief spokeswoman to defend them. She says that despite all the questions, the Clintons...
They can't. Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They're whipping out Chelsea, who I think has worked on the family foundation. I think she's qualified to speak.
She's around.
She's part of the Clinton Foundation.
She knows.
And she's like 30.
Right.
I mean, it's not
she's
like
not
she's
a child. Right. You think she'll run for office ever? I guarantee.
Absolutely. So that's it. They just go into a transition then to the next.
What a bunch.
The next
of
attack
assholes.
On Hillary.
First of all, who has dogged a bounty hunter in for this type of show, or who would?
I don't think they'll have him again now.
I mean, I guess that's unfair of me. I mean, he has a reality show. It's just, I don't know. It's stupid.
Listen to the people who are speaking about politics. Donald Trump.
It's terrifying.
Dog the bounty hunter.
Again, I want somebody that doesn't have a reality show on the very trashy A&E talking about politics.
I kind of concur. Or TLC? Is it TLC? The Learning Channel, maybe?
All these cable networks just have trashy programming on. That's all.
So that is from Fox News Channel, from the great and awesome Outnumbered show.
Jesus.
I've got a story. This one I've had for a couple of weeks, but it's too good to forget about and let pass by. This just puts you into the mindset of these fucking ninny asshole dick wipes who could be something for Shark Tank.
Asshole dick wipes.
Oh,
dick
so wipes. The...
Oh, man.
a couple of weeks ago, flying around the loony sphere...
Knob Napkins. That's the name of it. That's
Knob Napkins. That's right. It was a story of outrage followed by victory. Because... the story that went around was that some true patriots were not going to allow this to happen on their watch, and they went out and forced it to change. And then you go and find out what really happened. The story was, this is in Washington State, in the capital of Olympia. Outrage ensued. A right-wing activist on Facebook started the shitstorm. It then burbled up to none other than Alex Jones.
Oh, God.
From there, it spread like the moronic cancer it is to the WorldNet Daily.
Is this truly bananas?
All the crazy blogs. And then finally on Fox News.
Oh, shit, man.
Where Steve Doocy.
My favorite.
And I think it's Elizabeth.
Yes. Tremendous asshole. I mean, honestly, like a spectacular dickhead. That's Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
They ran a little bit of the piece that I don't think I have the video. No, I don't have the video. Quote on Fox News. The local patriots are not pleased because the Democratic governor, you know, they spit that one out.
Yeah.
The Democratic governor of Washington State, quote, decided to fly a communist China flag right between Old Glory and the state flag.
Okay. Horrible.
The right went nuts because how dare you keep that flag on the same level as Old Glory.
Oh, God.
How dare you put the communist flag right next to the stars and stripes? So the story then proceeded to say that there were a group of local, quote, patriots. This is on Fox's report. Local patriots said that the flying the flag of communist China at the same time, at the same height, is disrespectful. So they decided to do something about it.
Okay.
And then you cut to video of some poor guy who works for the state out right. in front of the goddamn state capitol. And he's out there starting to haul down the communist flag.
Okay.
It's in the middle of these three giant right.
Why is it being flown there in the first place?
Standing next to him is, or nearby, is an armed policeman.
Okay.
And the reason he's there is because there's a group of tea ninnies.
Oh, God.
Who are there.
Great.
Waving the American flag, holding up signs. communist infiltration, you know, all that bullshit.
Thanks, guys. Good job. Fucking assholes.
And claiming on this video that their outrage, that they confronted the government and that they won. And therefore, right. they're look at the true patriots.
Yeah, gold stars to all those idiots over there. Congratulations.
What actually happened was, every time a visiting dignitary
okay.
comes to the state capitol, they will fly the flag of that country in the middle.
But not at the same height.
At the exact same height as look everybody that. Else. Then they pointed out that, let's take a look at when some the Chinese Uber poobah
yes.
came to visit George Bush.
Right.
Chinese President Hu Jintao.
Right.
My visited favorite. W back in the April of 2006.
And to the C students. The C students. I say, you too can be president of the United States.
So George W. Was visited by Hu Jintao. And guess what they flew? At the exact same height at the Republican White House as Old Glory, but the, quote, communist China flag.
God damn it.
And what happened was, he left. They were taking the flag down.
Yeah.
Because their meetings were over with the Chinese ambassador, it was.
Right.
So they were taking down the flag. There was no Tea Party rally or revolution
so
that caused these people to do it. It was time to take down the flag. And these ninnies were standing there yelling and screaming. And the only reason they had the guard there was to protect the dude.
Oh, yeah. The
pulling
guy,
it down.
The guy's terrified. Oh, you know some of these assholes. I threw my bear at him.
They were spinning it like the guard was there forcing them to take it down. The true arm of the law is forcing those communists to tear down that flag.
So the story kind of is a bunch of tea loonies.
A bunch of assholes.
Went somewhere and screamed at a flagpole.
Exactly.
And
it took credit for having it be brought down when the poor guy's just trying to make $15 an hour and take down the goddamn sure. flag, and he's surrounded by teen and he's waving signs at him.
Nothing.
And it ain't a big crowd, by the way.
Yeah.
It's like seven.
Nothing.
I'm not exaggerating. It's like seven or eight people.
Nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Not one thing happened.
Zero. Except.
It's amazing.
But look at it. Made it all the way up to fucking Fox News. Fox and Fiends in the morning. Ducey. Patriots were there.
You think they even give a shit? At what point is Fox like, whatever? We did a story talking about how accurate Fox was with facts, checker or something.
I think that ship sailed a long time ago. I don't think they give a rat's ass about it.
I mean,
it doesn't
affect their ratings. If they're any more honest or truthful with their audience about stories, the less people listen?
In the least tiniest bit.
Yeah, I think they have to be entertaining and say stupid things.
Right.
People tune the fucking
shiny things.
Right.
Say something shiny for the unwashed.
Sure.
I've got a story. Well, speaking of George Bush, this is out of Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Eat a dick, dude.
the
Texas
Republican.
Fuck you.
This guy is in the House. This is not only Louis Gohmert.
Fuck you, hippie.
He is apparently a complete shitbag ninny from Texas.
Suck it.
The Texas has foisted upon us. But this guy also
foisted.
Bill Flores of Texas argued this week.
Right.
That, quote, okay, you want to hear him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Here he is talking to Tony Perkins.
Oh, God damn it.
Family Research Council.
God.
I'm Tony Perkins. Did you see a couple, actually, was it Sunday maybe? Is that when all the news shows are?
Oh, Schieffer. Yes.
Bob Schieffer on CBS, I believe.
Is that the one with all the trumpets at the
Face
beginning?
The Nation. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I love that one.
Well, Schieffer they were talking about the gay marriage, and Schieffer had Tony Perkins on.
Oh, my God.
And Schieffer took off the gloves. Schieffer was like, you know, basically said, we really had to decide whether to even have you on or not, because we had people calling us up and saying, you know, your group is a hate group. They've been categorized. And he says this to Tony Perkins' face, which is great. He goes, you know, your group has been categorized by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group because of your virulent anti-gay stances.
Wow.
And a lot of people felt we shouldn't even have you on at all.
Well, oh, family, Jesus.
God.
But we're Christians. We're being persecuted.
Yeah, fuck off. Honestly, the word God is on the money. No one's persecuting you.
You're doing okay.
Sensitive asshole.
How dare you persecute us for what? The person.
Really? How sensitive? Just relax.
So here is this guy from U.S. House Representative Bill Flores of Texas.
Hell yeah.
On the Family Research Council radio program hosted by the FRC president, man. Tony Perkins.
Fuck off.
Strap in for some ninnitude. Oh, this is going to be loud. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Glad to be on with you, Tony. I'm sorry I missed you this morning, but you're right. There was a great crowd, and they were enthusiastic, and we had a lot of folks there that support the right to traditional marriage.
We had a lot of people protesting that hate faggots,
right,
and hate lesbos.
It's weird how he like doesn't know how to articulate that. Does he even pause? The right of
Well, he's got to remember where he's at. Yeah,
traditional marriage.
Right.
Damn it. Fire up grinder.
There's a little bit more. Oops, I pressed the wrong.
You know there's some shenanigans going on. There's grinder fucking hookups going on with these people.
Oh, fuck
these
yeah.
People fascinated. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
For men and women to have the healthy relationships that build healthy families and healthy kids.
You know, as a member of Congress, and you're dealing with a lot of the issues that a lot of folks never see. But, you know, government is kind of the last stop to fix problems. Now, I would argue they're not the best to fix these problems, but they have to deal with the problems. And
because, you know, the problems should be fixed by the church.
Right. I'm going to have a healthy marriage, healthy kids, healthy right. Life. And fuck these asshole. These are country bumpkins.
And that, a lot of these
they're fucking idiots.
Problems are created by the breakdown of the family, which the redefinition of would only accelerate.
You're exactly right, Tony. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, let's talk about poverty, for instance. The single largest determinant, the single best indicator of whether or not a child is going to be in poverty or not is whether or not they were raised by a two-parent household or a single-parent household.
Not true.
Right. Well, wait. No. He's just saying what he feels.
So here is step one. Step one, poverty comes from not having two parents.
Right.
Here's step two.
And so the breakdown of the family has contributed to poverty. It's contributed. You look at what's going on in Baltimore today. And
right.
You see the issues that are raised there.
Look at what's going to happen.
God.
Look at the issues in Baltimore. Look at them killing each other.
And healthy marriages are the ones between a man and a woman because they can have a healthy family and they can raise children in the way that's best for their future, not only socially, but psychologically, economically, from a health perspective. There's just nothing like the traditional marriage that does that.
So in other words, single parenthood leads to poverty, leads to rioting.
Yeah.
But also, gay marriage leads to rioting, apparently.
Most definitely.
Because it's all the breakdown of the American family. Because two loving same-sex parents, apparently, can't create a family in the mind of this Christo ninny.
Right. I'm sure there's never been a kid from a same-sex marriage, a two-fucking-parent household that done went up and shot up a school or nothing.
God, they're so obsessed.
Oh, my God.
So obsessed with this that it's the breakdown to family.
Yeah. Not everybody's family's great.
Right. You know and I mean? How many times has this dick cheated on his wife?
Sure.
Possibly. How many? Anyway, you know, these guys
break
are all just...
Breakdown to family. You sound so fucking stupid. It's so frustrating.
Go to our Facebook.
This guy's a lawmaker? He's from Texas?
He's a national.
What?
He's sitting up there with Gohmert in Washington.
Fuck me. With this country, we are in we're in an emergency. If that guy's making laws, we're in a crisis.
Now to be outdone.
Fuck this.
With the Family Research Council or whatever the C stands for. I can think of something. American Family Association.
Fuck you.
Also a media juggernaut.
Fuck you, stupid.
With their radio show and their YouTube channels.
Eat a dick.
We also have usually Brian Fisher.
Oh, no.
Brian Fisher.
No, do we have Brian Fisher?
We have
clips?
Sandy Rios.
Oh, God.
The queen bee of the American Family Association.
Fuck everyone.
Was chatting with Liberty Counsel attorney Harry Myhat.
Harry Myhat.
And you know what they're talking about because there's nothing else more important these days.
The gay.
Yeah. So listen to how terrified these people are.
I love it.
It's very easy to see already that if the Supreme Court were to somehow invent a fundamental right to homosexual marriage, that is going to not be the end of the matter. Instead, that is going to be the sledgehammer that the homosexual lobby is going to use to tear down any and all resistance that still remains to the movement.
Whoa. Isn't the homosexual movement to get equality? So
I'm going to get hit with the homo hammer.
Right? They're bringing out that big pink sledgehammer.
Yeah, the big penis hammer. Big gay sledgehammers destroying us.
Oh, they're so stupid.
I'm getting beat to death with the queer
just
hammer.
Really so fucking stupid.
You gotta be kidding me. I mean, really.
To tear down any and all resistance that still remains to the movement, especially or beginning with the church and with people of faith.
I'm gonna get hit with that gay hammer.
So they not only think, they really think that gay people are going to get married.
Show me your big gay hammer, please.
Right. And then a week later, they're going to somehow, while their dicks are still balls deep in each other's asses, they're going to hurl themselves at the churches and attack.
Yes!
And take down the churches themselves.
I got raped with the gay hammer.
Nobody's coming after your church, you fucking idiot.
Don't do it again. Please don't rape me with that big gay
yummy. Do it again.
Hammer.
I mean, don't do it again. You're fuck back. That, oh, no. Did you bring your hammer?
Yeah. Let me see that gay hammer.
You're right.
And so I think we have to be prepared for a time in this country where it's going to cost something. Call yourself a Christian and to continue to uphold the values that the Bible is so very clear on.
Well,
fuck off. Honestly, right. you can fuck off. Fuck right off with your Bible.
And nobody's stopping you from upholding your values. Don't force your shitty values on other people.
Don't force your big gay hammer in me. I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah, just the tip of the big hand.
The big,
yeah.
Big gay hand.
Values that the Bible is so very clear on.
You know, I have been saying, and will repeat, that I don't care who's listening right now to us, and I don't care who has been listening to me opine about this for years, really.
Who the fuck is that?
I've been opining. That's Sandy. Sandy Rios.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus.
The queen of the American Family
opining.
Association.
I'm opining.
Yeah, she's worried as shit.
She wants that big gay hammer.
She's been worried about getting hammered for years.
Since I was president of CWA, a choice will have to be made. I heard a guy in our Sunday school class yesterday saying, well, I don't have kids in school anymore, so I don't, you know, I'm not.
What's he doing hanging around in Sunday school?
Wait, Sunday school. She goes to Sunday school still? Come
on. Well, I think she teaches. Oh, she probably is poisoning young minds.
Oh, got it.
Scaring young kids with the hellfire and brimstone.
Okay.
Last yesterday saying, well, I don't have kids in school anymore, so I don't, you know, I'm not real worried. There was another issue. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, I'm just saying every single person listening to my voice will have to make a choice on what they believe. You will not be allowed to be quiet and hide in the corner. It will not happen that way. You will be sought out, and you will have to declare, and you will even deny what you know is true and is what God...
Stop it! Is the gay coming for everyone? Oh, is that what she's saying?
Yeah, man.
You can't hide in a corner from the gay.
They're going to drag you out, and you're going to have to declare.
Well, no, tell me where I can hide. Where's some helpful information?
There's no dark corner that you can hide.
You're going to have found?
Yeah, you're going to have to either turn around and present your starfish, or you're going to have to stand up for the Lord.
Nine!
God's word says, or you will lose your livelihood, you will lose your reputation, you will lose your job. It's not going away. It's only going to get worse. And that is not an exaggeration. But, Harry, you know, I almost think when I look at the response of the church in this situation and the silence.
Silence?
Fuck all of this. She's saying that if you do, she's talking about the reputation of, like, the pizza place and losing their business. Like, if you,
exactly.
That's so frustrating. She's missing the point.
But she says the church is being silent.
Is your gay God going to come and save you?
The church shouldn't be silent. They should come out on the side of the gay people.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about human rights.
I really sometimes think, often, that this is God's doing too. Oh, that God. He must bring judgment because he's a just God.
You are stupid!
And he must judge his own people.
This is a stupid person.
He must bring judgment.
This person is stupid. They're out of their mind.
So she thinks that God is intentionally causing the church to be silent.
Yes.
So that he can open up a can of godly cocksmacking.
Sure.
On the earth.
This feels
so
like,
that he can judge us.
Right. It's like Lord of the Rings. We march on Isengard!
You know, because we have what fill in the blanks. You know, whatever it is that we... The course correction is going to be tough, but he can't make it unless... you know, I just feel like there's a... I just feel God's supernatural hand in all of this.
His supernatural Ooh, hand.
God's
oh, shit.
Supernatural oh, hand man. Is inside of
oh,
me.
Oh, my God.
like a Muppet.
Oh, yes.
But he can't make it unless, you know, I just feel like there's a... I just feel God's supernatural hand in all of this. Well, as yeah. much as I dread it, it just seems like a just God is going to have to allow his people some suffering in order to sort them out.
What? Wait. There's a lot going on. Is God fisting me with his supernatural hand? Is that the suffering of which he speaks?
What suffering is going on? What suffering right. is going on?
Fisting.
The fact that you might have to put two little figurines on top of a cake that are wearing the same outfit.
I'm not getting fisted by God, okay?
How is that being injurious to you?
Yes.
How is that?
Oh, it hurts.
How is that God testing you and forcing you to suffer?
Stop it, God!
God, they love...
Stop the gay!
They just love that shit, man. They love being the victim. Holy crap.
It's delusion. Listen, you're delusional, you freaks. God.
Well, Andy, I think you're right about that. And the somber words of Romans 1
come to mind. Fuck here we go.
About how at some point God does give people over to their evil desires and allows them to experience that which they crave, which is the consequences, the natural consequences of their evil choices.
Oh, they crave the natural consequences of their evil choices.
Do we have a copy of Harry Potter anywhere around here? I want to read a page of Harry Potter. Because why not? Why the fuck not? Where do we interpret it? Squeal. 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 We cannot tolerate people like this anymore. It's just fucking we can't. It's stupid. They're
dying ourselves off and they're going away and but again they're torching the place on their way out. So we gotta be wary. And
this guy's like quoting Bolshitica 69.
Well, and you've got the cokey types. You've got the elite of the right.
Yes,
using the idiots that listen to Sandy Rios and listen to Rick Wiles. And listen to all these assholes. And they're using them to, they tell them God's coming for your Jesus.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Therefore, you got to vote Republican, even though, we're going to take your jobs away and take your Medicare and your Social Security and your Medicaid. And
the
all
gay
that stuff.
Marches on Isengard.
You got to watch out for those starfish divers, man.
The angry brown eye of Sauron.
I think there may be coming a time in this country right now where God is going to allow us to experience all of what it means.
Here comes the music popping up at the end. We should start doing that when we're talking to people when we got to go to a break and stuff.
Right,
should
I start them off?
Popping up the music
to unravel the natural definition of marriage and the institution that has been at the base.
Yeah, hey, right wing asshole, wrap up your homophobic racist. Sexist bullshit,
God,
please.
It's amazing. It's really the end of everything we know.
It's like when that music starts, he's got to wrap it up. Tie this into Jesus, please, in about 5 seconds. Right. It'll be easy for you.
You think the director is just making the sign of a cross?
Yeah, the director.
That means wrap it up, go Jesus.
I wonder if the director went to like Juilliard and shit and was a big like film guy. And he's like, every night he's just drinking himself to death because he's got to do this shit.
Take your money.
God,
take
oh
your
my
money.
God. Speaking of, yeah.
So we've only got a couple minutes left here on the big show. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Same time, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. We stream warm and live for your ear holes here at crabdiving.com/live. There's 24/7 entertainment here for you.
Yes.
Tonight is a Wednesday. I don't think we have anything new tonight.
No,
I think,
nothing.
It's usually an upper decker, but they've got a week off.
Yes.
And right immediately following the show, we've got
the Dow of Inbound. Right?
Dow of Inbound immediately following the show.
That's correct.
I thought it was 11 tonight was the Dow of Inbound.
The Dow of Inbound is at 4 p.m., and then we said we were going to run the Cantilinguist at 11.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, to see what the stoners are up to at night. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now I remember, and I will make sure that the interns are caned. And we have the right things in the...
I think that's what you said.
It is. I just think...
You said it. You had it in the queue.
I think I lied.
Oh, you did not.
Listen,
you better ask forgiveness from Gay God. Or he's
going to have to ask Gay God for forgiveness. So at the 4 p.m. hour, ladies and gentlemen, the Dow of Inbound with Ian Garlick. And you can listen to him for that hour. And then tonight, 11 p.m. is the... Cantilinguists.
Yes.
Our weed-tastic show.
We get April, one of the Cantilinguists. Isn't she back, freshly back from HempCon?
HempCon.
Hemp Conference.
HempCon, was it? Yeah, HempCon.
Yes.
I believe. One of the cons that she was at recently. And then they talk about President Obama and shit.
GayCon. GayCon is coming for you.
Gay God coming. If you go to our Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, participate, spread the crabs, share the crabs, all of our social media, everything at crabdiving.com.
Join us or die!
Really quickly, there's a brave lawmaker in Oklahoma.
Oh, fuck that.
Who is threatening to make a stand.
Oh, I love this.
quote, if I were not a Christian and didn't have a prohibition against suicide,
oh, fuck off,
I'd walk across the street and douse myself in gasoline and set myself on fire.
Oh, do it, you pussy.
Representative Kevin Calvey, a Republican, said while they're speaking out against SB 548, which would give raises to the Supreme Court justices, because he's mad that they haven't done enough to keep those evil, sex-loving hussies from getting themselves knocked up and killing their babies.
Hey, GOP, you guys are all brilliant. Just so smart.
So he's making this stand.
Yeah.
Saying, should we give a raise to the Supreme Court justices? No, because they let them kill babies. I'm going to go set myself afire.
Does he have children?
Of course.
And what's he going to say to them? He's going to say, listen, if you don't get your way, light yourself on fire.
The problem is, our state Supreme Court has killed every law going before it that is designed to protect women and babies from the predatory abortion industry.
The problem is, dumbass, that you weren't aborted. That's a real, if I could go back in time, I would have threw some hangers.
Strong statement and a clip for the right wing tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, right, of Fox and Friends. Listen to these guys. They're just spewing so much hatred.
This guy's an asshole.
They're so intolerant, those tolerant. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, go to Oklahoma if you want to see a guy pretend. If it weren't for my Lord telling me not to.
Right.
It's amazing how brave all these people are.
It's amazing we never hear anything good out of Oklahoma. When have we had a positive story?
Well, and they're all talking about, you know, they're all using these they're all using these apocalyptic you know, once this passes, we're gonna have to take up arms. We're gonna have to lose our lives. Others of them are saying, you know, when fucking June comes, that this is what the front lines are gonna sound like.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wasn't talking about literally taking up arms or literally giving my life.
Yeah.
You know that's what's going to happen.
Fucking ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got to bail out of here really quickly. Thanks for listening to us here live. We're back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bat shit crazy. We'll be covering the bat shit.
Yeah, Stan.
Don't forget.
Oh, I was going to say thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. Tickle our buttons over on crabdiving.com, our social media buttons over there on the left.
Plow our penguin as if you were a fur seal.
That's right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy shit on Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/audible. Download a couple of books. Educate yourselves, goddammit.
Congratulations.
Everything at everything, crabdiving.com. Don't forget, follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedy type stuff on his Twitter at RatedRComedy or at RatedRComedy.com. Sorry.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so Vile.
And both of us.
And PatrickVile.com.
All of
that's
our
your
shit.
Website.
Don't go to
PatrickVile.com. You got all kinds of shit on.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye bye.
Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.